What Adrian felt God put on his heart for us is that we are a church of the river. And he talked about Ezekiel 47. We haven't got time to look at it now, but you can go home and read it. It's a kind of prophetic vision of a river representing the life and the blessing and the presence of God that flows out from his throne in heaven. And it brings life wherever it goes. Wherever the river flows, it brings life. It turns salty water fresh. It attracts life to it. It causes the surroundings to be fertile. And it brings new life, and it brings healing, and it brings strength wherever it goes. And Adrian felt a few things. He felt to say that we're a church that's to gather around the river. We're a church that's to gather around God's presence, the water of his blessing, and his life. And then he said, as he kind of visualized a river, he just felt in his spirit, God gave him a picture of a river, and it was a river that was changing. And as the river flowed from God's presence, he got a sense that God was wanting to raise it again to flood out. And he said he could see a kind of changing landscape around the river and the whole character of the river changing. And he said to begin with, he had a kind of picture of a Cambridge River, a kind of wide, leisurely, meandering river, people punting on it. It's all very calm. It's all very gentle. It's all very nice. But he says as God showed him this picture of the river, what he saw was a changing of the speed of the river, a changing of the landscape. Actually, the river began to bubble up. The river began to get quicker. The river began to become white water that had a challenging but exciting new pace to it. And Adrian said that he felt God put that in his heart for us as a picture, what God was wanting to do amongst us in this next season. That actually, he said, there's a time now for us to prepare and to dress for action and to move things around. Because we're going from a season of gentle and leisurely punting to a season where God wants to move us in white water. The pace quickening. And he said there's a challenge to that in the sense of some things that were quite comfortable and helpful while we were punting are going to become quite unhelpful and cumbersome when we hit the white water. That there's this going to be this sense of actually some of those things were good, but actually we need to lay those aside now. A repositioning of things, of people. A time to put things down that have become too cumbersome for the white water. I just felt that was a really exciting and helpful picture for us in this next season. The river of God, his presence, his power, his blessing, it brings life and it brings healing and it brings movement. God's river has a life and a pace of its own. It's not generated by us. When you see people whitewater rafting and they're going fast, they're not doing it by paddling frantically, are they? They're doing it because the river carries them, because the river has life and pace of its own. The river of God will go where it wants to go. We've seen a very kind of graphic picture in the past few weeks in the UK, haven't we, of what happens when rivers rise and flood. They go where they want to go. And actually, man can't do very much about it. God's river will go where it wants to go. And it won't be destructive in the way that we've seen in the natural sense in the UK. Even when it bursts its banks and goes into new places, places that may be challenging, places that we haven't thought of or realized. But it's going to bring new life. So we need to be ready, Adrian felt, for change, for flexibility, for adventure. And we need everyone to be on board. As a church, we need everyone to be on board. We're asking you as a leadership to come on this journey with us with a sense of expectation and faith in your hearts over these weeks, as we talk together and as we pray together, as we call on God together, with that sense that God is not building a vast edifice, he is bringing together living stones for his glory. No one is discounted. Everyone is important. Okay, your adventure days, I don't know what you think of when you look at that picture. Some of you might think, well, that looks good. Fancy some of that. Others of you might think, not on your Nelly. But actually, in God, everyone is invited. Everyone is called to be part of this. Your adventure days are not somewhere in the distance, they're somewhere behind. They're here. And they're now. So let's dream together over these coming weeks. Let's call on God. Let's allow his Holy Spirit to stir us. And let's look forward with faith to this next chapter, this story that God is writing over this church and weaving our lives into. We're going to just finish this morning by sharing communion together. So I'm just going to invite the band to come back up. They're just going to play for us. And right from the get-go, let's just come and get some bread and some wine. Okay, we're family together. Can I just encourage you? Make sure that everyone is included. Just gather together into small groups. Share the bread and the wine. And this is how I'd like you to pray, okay? As we share bread and wine together and give thanks. I want us to give thanks together that God has woven us into his story here, this church. Let's just give thanks for that. Give thanks for all that God has done. Give thanks for this sense of he has brought us here to this place. Maybe you just want to pray that prayer of thanks over others. Just thank God for them. Just bless them. Just speak faith into them for what God has for them. And then just together, let's just invite God to come and put fresh dreams in our hearts. Fresh prophetic words. Let's invite God to come and open the horizons of our faith and our desire to follow him. So thank you, band. As I say, please can I encourage you, time's moving on, but we want to just give some time to this. So please come as soon as the band start playing and let's gather, get some bread and wine, go back to your seats, just share with those around with you and spend some time praying together. Okay, and then we're going to wrap the meeting up together. As I say, there's no growth groups this week, but we're gathering together on Friday night to pray. Please come along, be a part of that as we cry out to God, as we enjoy him and hear from him together. So let's do that. Let's give thanks and let's pray for fresh faith, fresh visions, fresh dreams of what God wants to do amongst us.